Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is, in fact, Clash in Paris Sunday, and it... Bach, does it throw you off schedule when there's a pay-per-view Sunday afternoon?
It certainly is right now. I haven't been able to watch too much of Clash in Paris. And you know, we still got Nuclear Heat coming up tonight, so I'm going to lean on Augie a little bit for the specifics of it. I'm going to have to just kind of catch up what's going on. But it's a combination of two things. It's the fact that it's in Paris, so it's kind of just at a random time. And also, it's college football opening weekend, so I dedicate a lot of time to that.
Yeah, I was trying to be kind in it. Again, the multi-stream thing happening in full. I had four things going on. So I had Clash in Paris on one screen, Virginia Tech, South Carolina on another screen. I had the Royals for a bit, who fell 5-0 to Detroit. They are still three games back in the wild card race. And on a short schedule, but the thing that set it up, we had eyes on Seattle and the Mariners, what they were doing, because they're the team to catch. But while we were looking forward, here come the Texas Rangers, who are now also three games back. And it was like, wait a minute, what are they doing? Texas, what are you doing here at the club? Like, now your games are meaningful? Doggone it. We weren't paying attention. So we'll follow that along the way. And of course, high school football has taken off as well. So there's some watching of that. And then of course the U.S. Open. That is our national championship. Why does it not get attention, Doc? What is it about the U.S. Open? Because in the John McEnroe days, it was a big deal. In the Venus and Serena days, it was big. Agassi. As a sports fan, what is your disconnect from the U.S. Open in tennis?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's kind of like, I think part of it's just kind of what Peter Colbolt had talked about before. You know, it's just seems like it has declined a little bit in popularity in general. And I think it's just missing, I mean, what we've seen, the Caitlin Clarks or, you know, different people that really kind of bring it to that next level. And I don't know if they, you know, it's tough. There's been some all-time greats over the last couple of years. So it's not that, you know, maybe you just need the Billy Madison factor, something that's going to really rattle the cages in the media or something. But I'm not sure why it doesn't quite
Is it lack of American stars in full?
I mean, that's always, but I mean, relatability is always part of it. I mean, and that's part, like, even when we talk about Peter Colbell, I mean, he's, what is it, 5/8 of his team basically is basically outside of the States.
Oh, man, yeah, it's a European connection.
Yeah.
Like, it is a thing that a big part of it, and it's part of his frustration, is making sure that there's enough talent locally and being developed and that is available to him. He has to recruit to Lincoln, Nebraska. Like, there's no real easy way to do it. Herman has the same thing, where a lot of, even on the women's team, there's a lot of players from outside of it. Clash in Paris, you're down to the Fatal Four Way. LA Knight, most people are expecting this to be, you know, his involvement leading to another feud with one of the four. I'm not sure what you do. I think the only person that could take the title from Seth would be Roman. Like, I'm just not, and I'm not sure when that would happen, but then I ask the question, what happened to Gunther?
He's taking some time off, it appears.
Right? Like, is that from the strenuous schedule? Is that from the run? Is that from an injury? What's that from?
Well, they had said that it was that, was it a, I can't remember what injury, but they used it in the match to kind of hand over the belt. And so I think it was partial to that. But, I mean, I always feel for those guys like him that are just such workhorses. Seth Rollins often figures into that of just like, I've watched, it's enough to ask somebody to watch two episodes of WWE every week. But those guys are on it, like, for the past 4 years or so. I mean, maybe even Rollins, when he gets hurt, he's back in like 3 weeks. He won't take any time off.
Yeah, it's, and the fact that Becky's back active. Right?
Yeah,
certainly matters, but it's all the things that are in play. How do you want this thing to play out? What's the headline after Clash in Paris?
I do think Seth Rollins probably wins, like you're saying. I think that makes the most sense. I mean, if you just flip flop the title for CM Punk to get it, I think you build up a bigger moment than that. LA Knight, obviously, and CM Punk, to what you were pointing, looks like they're probably going to get into a feud here, cost each other the match, something to that degree. You know, Jey Uso, why take the belt off of him if you're just going to put it right back on him this quick? So I think Rollins wins, and unfortunately, I hate to say it to a degree, because they put on such a great show, I think, for all their different broadcast partners. They got to find something else, and I mean, that's what Sammy just beating Solo on a SmackDown there. Honestly, that might be the headline heading out of the weekend, because Clash in Paris so far has kind of went about the way that you would expect it to.
Yeah, that's the point, is that we weren't sure they would give the strap to Sammy.
Yeah.
Like, we really weren't sure. And there's several reasons for it, right? But did it lead to me? Because remember, everybody had the Sammy flip as being a part of it, right? That Sammy was going to turn. But no, that didn't happen yet. And I found full interest in it, bro. Like, what are we doing? Who's the top tier of folks? Like, because they're not everybody can hold the big strap, right? That's a fair statement.
Oh yeah.
Right. That Jay and Gunter are kind of the baseline that you have to be at least that.
Well, and I always think there's a huge difference between chasing the belt and holding the belt. Chasing right. the belt, a lot of people can get behind a fun story of finally getting there. And then what do you do with your championship reign? And that's where you start to kind of question folks. And even, I mean, writing kind of gets into that. It kind of gets bland. I think a lot of Cody Rhodes stories over the last several years, once you get to WrestleMania and SummerSlam, that's great, but you can see the writing on the wall for what WrestleMania and SummerSlam are going to be. So you just kind of have to go through these other feuds to get there. And so, it's tough. It is tough to hold the top belt and keep people entertained.
What are you going to do with Lesnar?
Obviously he's circling John Cena, and John Cena's, back to kind of his good guy deal. Uh-huh. I don't know if you're going to, that's going to be so fascinating when his final match comes around to see if is he going to give the rub to somebody, like is pretty much traditional for folks to do. As they head their way out, or is he just going to kind of get the win? Because Brock, from what they're saying, is they're kind of going to bring him back to the Beast Incarnate type of role, which would be interesting.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses, or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Because this would be without Paul Heyman, but basically rolling through everybody in a quick matter. That's my favorite Brock Lesnar. I mean, I would kind of bring that back. I think you need monsters, to be honest with you. I've talked about this too. They don't have giant. I mean, at one time WWE was the land of giants, mm-hmm. and when you looked in the ring, you said that guy could crush me in half.
Everybody,
yeah, like everybody in the building would look at that and say that.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of like skinny guys that flip around, and it's like, yeah, I mean, they could still beat me up, but you know. So I kind of like a few different guys that not just are winning matches in 30 seconds, look like they could. I mean, and that's the kind of the point of Gunther. Gunther, they put him in that role to a degree, but it was just Chop City, and he's never beaten anybody in, you know, unless it's, you know, a squash match. He's not, you know, I mean, he's big, but he's just not overpowering as a boy.
Well, he
that Brock
was huge. He was 300 plus.
He used to be, yeah.
He used to be three. Yeah, he was. He was what's it? Husky?
There you go. Yeah.
He was husky, lost all the weight, and then, you know, and again, it's been a big part of it. So let's go through it. How many wrestlers can you name who could or should hold the world title strap? Let's go through. I mean, Lesnar, I'm not sure if he ever gets it back, but why bring him back if you're not?
Right.
Roman.
Absolutely.
Seth, as we currently stand. Cody, as we currently stand. Cena just had it. Right?
Yeah.
Jay had it. Gunther had it. Who else? Who am I missing?
My answer is always Randy Orton, because that's my my guy. Yeah.
Right? Randy, if Randy got it, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
And that's the line, right? That's kind of the line, which is where I wonder about Bron Breakker. I know they're getting him ready for it, but I'm just not sure I'm buying it. Bronson Reed falls in that category as well. Solo, what are we doing? Here's the thing that's happened with Solo. Solo's kind of becoming a more of a personality.
Yeah,
like he's funny. Like Solo's funny. And I think that's a big part of it, right? That be careful, because you were trying to turn him into the monster. And then you created Fatu as a monster, and I thought Fatu was on his way. Like, I thought Fatu was going to get the strap. But you turned him into a funny guy, a lovable guy. So then what? What do you do with those two?
That's what partially surprised me with the Sammy win, is that you went through Fatu to lose it to Solo. Okay, I didn't love that decision, but, you know, it's finally paying off Solo for kind of what he's done with the company over the years.
Right.
And then it feels like Solo maybe won the feud with Fatu. Maybe they're going to circle back to it, maybe without a belt. But to me, that was the payoff, was that Fatu was going to turn around and get the belt. Now, maybe they have bigger, brighter things for Jacob Fatu at some point. But that's where it feels like. I mean, they recognize, you can see it when they're doing like merch sales, is, you know, the wolf thing. I mean, it's all popping up left and right.
Yep.
And then that's why I'm really questioning the whole booking decision to take the belt off Fatu just to give it to Sammy at some point, with Solo kind of in the middle there with a very much weakened bloodline. I mean, those guys, those three that he has with him, there's one that's tall, but I mean, other than that, they just don't.
I don't even know his name.
Right.
Like and I felt bad. Hoss and I were talking about it this morning. I didn't know his name. I felt terrible. D-Man says somebody in that Fatal 4-Way will be the fourth member of the Vision. Yeah, I think that's kind of the lean. Dan says this. He says seeing the basketball fellas at Arrowhead was epic. Mass looks like he's ready to get that first tournament win. Go Big Red. So, Dan, there's a couple people that have said that to me, that it looks like there's work being put in behind the scenes for Husker basketball, that this will be a different kind of Husker team than we've seen recently. And there's more size. more length, and a couple of extra shooters. We'll see, because we still need to figure out who's going to run the show. Like, who's going to quarterback this thing the way that it needs to be quarterbacked along the way. But those are the questions. Ryan P. says, the ring general broke his nose before CM Punk at the last pay-per-view. Yep, I get that thing. Aki says this. He says, what up, DP? All in on the volleyball postgame. I just want to be sure that before we invest time and resource in it, that that's a thing that people want. Now, I know today would have been a great day for it, because that 5-set win, reverse sweep, you know, there were some tentative moments.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there were some moments that Volleyball Nation, especially on social media, were kind of clenched up. It's like, oh, number one team in the country gets hemmed up. But here's the thing about women's college volleyball. We have to remember the same things that we have to remember about college football. Data. How much data do we have and how much data do we know? Yes, there are four All-Americans on Nebraska's volleyball team. And they added some tremendous high-level talent and some versatility. So they've got some folks. And when we talk about the four, you're still not talking about Landfair, Choboy, etc. So there's some depth and talent. But also remember that the reigning defending national champions are also in the Big Ten. Oh, that's number two, Penn State. The real rival of Nebraska volleyball in recent history is number eight, Wisconsin. And that, you talk about a long team? Oh, my goodness. That is a tall, long volleyball team, man. I was watching them. Also, sitting in the nuisance pile, Texas. Texas, who knocked Nebraska out of the tournament a couple of years ago. They have some athletes. And they look like they're being coached and streamed to make a run. That doesn't even include some of the Pitts and Stanfords of the world. So it's not going to be easy. Being number one in women's college volleyball, they legitimately have 16 contenders. The top 16 teams in the country could all win the title in women's college volleyball, and it'll be an interesting run. So the fact that Nebraska has been successful in knocking off number three, number six, and number seven in their first four games, it is a valuable, loud statement for Danny Busboom Kelly and what the Huskers are doing. They come back home Friday against Wright State, and then Sunday they're here. So you've got an opportunity. Cal, it comes to town, and that's also a pretty good program. So Bach will throw the break. We will recap or reset. Of course, Seth Rollins wins the Fatal 4-Way. Penn CM Punk, just for the record. So we knew, because there's some folks who thought that it would be Jay who took the pen. You know, Becky's in the ring with him, just so you're catching that. just in case you hadn't caught that. We'll talk more about the Husker football team. It's still 10-8 in the third quarter, South Carolina and Virginia Tech. We'll catch up with that as well. We'll be right back.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.